just to give you a little overview of view of practice for those of you who have been here, was a little bit different tempo. We were more game management type of situations. We did everything from the sideline today. There were no scripts or no preparation for the players. It gave the coaches and the players to work situational football like it would be in the game. Everybody can see that our sideline is going to be full of people. And managing a sideline in the preseason is always very difficult, particularly for the special teams coaches, with people going in and out of the game. So we got some of that prepped. I wouldn't overestimate the quiet of practice for the intensity of practice. I thought we were sluggish at times. At times we were very good. There was an ebb and flow to it. Pre-snap penalties were still an issue on both sides of the ball today. And that's always going to be a focal point for us. And if one or two guys are jumping off sides, the team isn't focused. That's what we're going to hear about the next day. The team wasn't focused. So if it's one or two of us, it's all of us, and we got to continue to focus in and lock into that area. We got good special teams work today in terms of moving our core players around, and just players getting the exercise of transitioning on and off the field. You know, I don't know if it's battles. I mean, what we're going to go in with an emphasis. I know just to get a little bit ahead. You know, our starters, some may not play at all. We haven't made that decision, so I wanted to, if that question's coming, and we'll make a decision tonight on exactly how we're playing, but from this standpoint, I would not expect our starters to play very long, and we'll start pulling them out sometime in the first quarter, and we'll allow the guys who are competing for positions and certainly special teams positions, which is critically important, to get on the field and see how they work, see how they tackle, see how they play, obviously for the first time in a real game and in a real football environment. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Scott already told you, but he's got a severe hamstring. He'll be out 6 to 8 months to rehab, and surgery will be imminent. You know, that's a evolved question. I think Isaiah's got to come out and continue to do what he's doing, make plays. When he gets the opportunity to do be in the right place and do the right thing, and he's doing that. He's certainly in the competition right now to be that guy. But we got a long way to go. It's early in training camp. We got 3 more weeks to go or thereabouts. And as I've always said, I mean, things will take care. It'll take care of itself as we move along. But he's certainly exciting us the way he's played consistently and practiced consistently and made plays consistently. Over the first week and a half or 2 weeks of this thing. You know, he's making plays. When he's in there, he's made a lot of plays. He's run into the football, and he's got tough duty. I mean, our ends have tough duty every day, our number one ends, because they're being blocked by a very good player. So whether we're blocking Julius or we're blocking Shea or we're blocking Corey, you know, they're getting all they can handle on that side, and certainly the players there, goes both ways. So Shea's been consistent. We're looking at him. He's got to be a rundown player as much as a pass-down player, and that's the process we're going through. We'll know a lot more as we move into the next few weeks of camp. You know, it's a great question. You know, we watch the tape every day, and we've got guys making plays. And I think for receivers and the guys that are playing the perimeter positions, the preseason games do bring added value. You know, see the guys that can win the contested throwing battle in the games, that if they're stepping up in practice, can we get them enough opportunities to make a play and show that they can be that guy in the games as well. Those guys are going to get a lot of playing time over the next 2 to 3 weeks. They're going to have a lot of reps in games, and we're going to know a lot more. But it's important for them to, number one, know where to line up, know where to go. I mean, that's the first step. The quarterbacks and all of us have to be confident they know what to do. They got to be able to adjust when time comes to adjust, and when there's a contested throw, you know, we're hopeful they'll make the play. And so those are the things we're looking at specifically as we watch them play, and we want to see them blocking the perimeter. You know, we've done a tremendous job. The work ethic of our receivers has been very, very good in the perimeter, in the run game, and we need to see that on Friday night as well.